As I remember, they were calling children aside and talking about something, and I don't know. I know there quite a number of times I come to school because I used to bring my kids. I prefer to give children hot food, so I used to bring them food, and when I don't see them in classes, I was looking for them, and quite a number of times I just come and I see they are questioned by some social workers and teachers, and sometimes when I come, they just stopped talking and looking at me, and children kind of getting, like, you know, everyone like getting shocked and scared, and I ask, "Hi, I just brought food. What's the problem here?" Then when I come back, when children come back home, they're asking us so many questions. They keep on questioning us.
Now, is this the women at the women's shelter or the social workers?
It was a women's shelter, social workers. They were going, when children going to school, they used to remove them from classes and keep on questioning, what about I wasn't being given permission to be present. They were trying, they told we are questioning and counseling children individually. You're not supposed to come. I catch many times my kids been called aside at school because in a room there is room and they take my kids, I ask why. But when I go sometimes by chance in school, so many times I found my kids in a separate room sitting, and one worker was from shelter and another worker was from school, I remember. And the same people was keep on talking about my children, what about, I don't know. And when my children come back, they used to be very angry with me. And when I ask them what's going on, they told, "Oh, too much, I don't know." And they were very irritated and start changing their behavior towards me after these meetings. And I was asking, "What are these people talking to you about? Why you kind of, you know, after this meeting doesn't help you, you're getting rude to me. What's going on?" They told, "We've been told, do not tell you. If your mom asks, don't tell her, because you have to learn in Canada, you're supposed to be confidential, your privacy is protected. So you're not supposed to tell your mom what, not everything." I believe they will, in my language, brainwashing the kids. Because after all this meeting, my children start changing their behavior, especially Al, he start become violent. Influenced by that people, and children, when and they start changing their behavior, and when I ask what's going on, they told these people that's teaching us how to be Canadian. And they're teaching us how to respect ourselves, and we're not supposed to tell you, that's what we've been told. Children told that they give them a lot of education, they are trying to make them Canadian. And I asked, "What is this all about?" They told, "Mom, they told it's confidential." But what I know after that, my children start interesting to watch one program, and many times I found them, and it was the cases they were watching, how the children suing their parents. And I told, "What are you watching? Parents is not your enemy. Why?" No, they told it's we have to know our rights. And they were watching a lot these kind of movies when about child abuse, and they're that kind of paranoid about everything. For example, my son, I put crisps, yeah, and everyone wants to eat. He said, "I'm not going to eat that. Why is it like that? This crisps cost $1.99. I want you to buy me another one." We go to shop and I told, "Yesha, this is $7.99. It's $1.99. And he used to tell, "You know, I have my rights in Canada. If you're not buying for it, I'm not going to eat another one. And I'm going to tell social workers that you're not feeding me." I go, "How am I not feeding you? I cannot afford that one. Then I'm not eating that." And social workers told me, "If your mother do something wrong, tell us, we will fix your mom." Then my son starts saying things, another one, starts swearing at me. He never did it before in Kenya. And when I asked what's going on, he told some social workers that, but it was related people from kind of shelters and councils will start involving with kids as soon as we come there. And my old children, one by one, start changing and start rude to me, start become violent, start hitting me and lie. And they start imagining things and exaggerated everything in the past.